It's the odd to Newfoundland. Ghostly greetings from your host, Jonathan. Mysteries, ghosts, monsters and lore. East Coast Esoterica and so much more. If it's up to you, friend, it's on the up to Newfoundland.
Days of Halloween.
To Beelzebub or not to Beelzebub? That is the question. Beelzebub is a powerful demon who holds a high seat in Hell's hierarchy. He's known for spreading belief in false gods, fanning the flames of war or lust, and possessing human bodies to carry out horrific acts. With nicknames like Lord of Dung and God of Filth, it's a safe guess that Beelzebub is not a pretty character like many demons. He is often described as a smallish creature, withered and hunched. He may have a red or purple skin, ram horns, a forked tongue, and a long tail, but he is most famous for his wings, which are so powerful that he has sometimes been called Lord of the Heavens or Lord of the Flies. Some sorcery books note that when summoned, Beelzebub likes to appear in the shape of a fly. This may seem like a harmless choice, but when you stop to consider ancient beliefs about flies, it becomes deeply sinister. The old scientific theory of spontaneous generation claimed that flies were born from rotting flesh and crawled out of corpses take to the air. Flies were also associated with the spread of diseases. Beelzebub's fly in particular is said to be a replica of the flies he observed swarming around the decaying bodies of plague victims. Don't be fooled by the insulting nicknames and impotent shapes used to describe Beelzebub, though. This is one of Hell's most powerful demons, taking second place only to Satan himself. Some theologians even claim that Beelzebub has usurped Satan and became Prince of the Devils and Chief of Hell. Others claim that Beelzebub and Satan are actually the same being. According to Judeo-Christian beliefs, Beelzebub began his demonic career as a false god. He used clever lies and earthly rewards to convince men to worship false gods, which were usually himself. For example, the Torah tells the story of an Israeli god who injured himself and ordered his servants to go ask Beelzebub if he would recover. In response, the prophet Elijah appeared to condemn the king, since he had asked help from Beelzebub instead of one of the true god. According to God's wish, the king died from his injuries. Later, Beelzebub diversified his strategies for torturing mankind. In the Testament of Solomon, Solomon claims that Beelzebub was among the demons who he enslaved to build his temple. He describes a conversation with a demon to which Beelzebub claimed to cause destruction through tyrants, to cause demons to be worshipped among men, to excite priests to lust, to cause jealousies in the cities and murders, and to bring on war. Anything that causes chaos or suffering is sure to delight this demon. He does have some very special abilities, though. Like all demons, Beelzebub has an assortment of magical powers. His specialty seems to be possession. In the early days, he liked to embody golden idols, making them seem as if they had powers so that people would worship them instead of God. Later, he began possessing human beings. What a friendly guy. His name has appeared in numerous famous cases of possession. Annalise Mitchell, Louise Graffiti, and many of the witches in the Salem witch trial as well. Opponents of Jesus Christ even accused him of mingling his powers with Beelzebub. So when they came against Jesus, they blamed him for being on cahoots with this guy. They actually used him as the framework to frame Jesus. In the modern times, though, Beelzebub has taken one step back into his shadows. Most people believe that he is just another variation on the devil, and the names Satan and Lucifer are more popularly used to describe that character. However, a few works of literature have paid homage to the Prince of Demons, most notably the Lord of the Flies. Guys, if you come across a Beelzebub, let's stay the hell away from it, okay? See what I did there? Hell. Guys, I hope you're enjoying 31 Days of Halloween, the Odd Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast. Amazing Halloween special. Don't forget to like and subscribe. And you'll hear from me tomorrow. Unless, you know, Beelzebub tells you not to. In that case, you can buzz off with the Lord of the Flies.